The Mishnayos continue to discuss the laws of kli matros, metal utensils, and we learnt a unique law which applies specifically to metal kelim, that is, midrabanan, if a metal kli becomes tome and then it is broken and thereby loses its status of a kli, so obviously it would become tahar. And then somebody uses that metal to make a new kli, whether it's to repair the original kli or to make an entirely new kli. Midrabanan, the tumah that metal had once had, returns, and in order to purify it, it would need to be put into a mikveh, a collection of natural water which can purify the metal kli. But this Mishnah discusses a case where barzel tomei iron, and the truth is we're talking about iron which came from a metal kli which had become tomei and since then broken. So right now the iron is just a piece of iron, it's not part of a kli, and therefore right now it can't be tomei. But the point is, it came from a tome metal item, in which case, if that iron is going to be used to make a new kli, then the new kli would be tome. But instead of using that iron alone to make it into a new kli, shebelolo in barzel tohar, he mixed it with iron which was definitely pure. One of the examples which were listed in the previous Mishnah, of iron which had never been made into a kli, so it would never have become tome. And we now have a new kli which is made partly from iron which midrabanan should make this kli tomei, because it comes from metal which had once become tomei, and partly from metal which had never become tomei before. What is the status of this new kli? In Rav Mina tomei, if the majority of the metal used to make that new kli was from the iron which came from the tomei metal, then the new kli would be tomei impure vim Rav Mina tohar, but if the majority of the metal used was from the pure iron, then tohar, the new kli would be tohar because its status goes after the majority. Mechza lemechza, what happens if it's half-half? In that case, we are stringent, midrabanan, and tomei, we rule it as being tomei, in order that people don't come to think that even if the majority of it came from the tomei metal, as long as just a little bit of tohar iron is mixed in, it would be tohar. That's not true. So in order to prevent people from having that misunderstanding, even if it's half-half, it would be tomei midrabanan. Likewise, v'chemen ha'chalomim v'naglolim, the same applies to a kli which is made partly from chaloma, which is a kind of clay, and partly from dung, from an animal. A kli which is made of dung is one of the materials that can never become tomei. So such a kli which is made out of a mixture of these two things, which look quite similar, and that's why it's possible that they would make kelim made of a mixture of these two materials. Be it as it may, the status of that kli will be defined based on the material which makes up the majority of it. So if the majority is from the chaloma, the clay, then it would have the status of an earthenware kli. And even if it was half-half, it would have that status, but otherwise it would not be able to become tomei, and it would have the status of a kli made out of the dung from an animal which cannot become tomei. A couple of Mishnahs ago, the Mishnah talked about different parts of a door, of a house, and how, although in general metal items, even if they haven't got a container, they are able to become tome. That's a unique law which applies to metal items specifically. Nevertheless, these different parts of the door and the house cannot become tome because they are there to serve and to be part of the house. And since the house itself has the same status as the ground, because it's a fixture which is fully attached to the ground, and therefore it cannot become tome, likewise these different parts of the door can also not become tome because they are part of the house or part of the ground. The next part of the Mishnah talks about a doorstopper, which consists essentially of a short pole, but this time at the top of that pole, there's a kind of ball which is wider than the rest of the pole. And because of its shape, although the primary function of this doorstopper was to serve as a doorstopper, occasionally they would use it also to crush spices, using this wider ball at the top of it. And because of that, it has the status of a kli which can possibly become tome. So the Mishnah says, Kloistera, this doorstopper which has a wider ball at the top of it, tomeo can become tome if it is made out of metal. However, if it is made out of wood and it's just that umatsupa, it's coated with metal, taira, then it cannot become tome because it has the status of a wooden kli. The coating is obviously totally secondary to the main kli itself, which is wooden, and a wooden kli cannot become tome unless it is a container, unless it can hold things. So even the metal part of it would obviously not be able to become tome because it's secondary to the main kli, which has the status of a wooden kli. Now, a theme which we're going to see in the next few Mishnayos in particular, and throughout many of the Mishnayos of the Masechta, and it's really something which has been mentioned already towards the beginning of this perek, There are certain items which are only identified as being a smaller part of something larger. For example, the example we gave was the bars outside of a window, so each bar by itself is not really considered significant at all. It doesn't really perform any function in and of itself. Rather, it's identified, and really its entire function is only as a part of the entire frame of the metal bars outside of the window. So an item like that can only become tome, and its entire status is as a part of the larger frame. So for example, if the bars came off of the outside of the window, and they're now each one of them by themselves, each one of them by themselves would not be able to become tome, because it's not considered to be a full kli in and of itself. That's one category of items. There are other items which, in and of themselves, they're not able to perform a particular function. And only together with a different part of the larger kli, they're able to perform their function of whatever the kli is supposed to be used for. However, when they do perform their function as part of the larger kli, this particular part of that larger kli has a clearly identifiable role to play. And this idea will become clearer from the examples, but the first example which we're going to see now is hapin v'hapurna, a pin and a bolt, which together make up a lock on a door. We're not talking about a door of a house, because like we saw earlier on, something which is part of the house cannot become tome. We're talking about a lock on a smaller item, possibly the door of a box, or some kind of cabinet. If there is a lock on there which is made up of two parts, a kind of lock mechanism made up of pins which went into little grooves in a bolt, and the key would be used basically to lift up those pins out of the bolt, and then the bolt would be able to be moved. Either way, regardless of how exactly this mechanism worked, this lock was made up of the pins and the bolt. And the bolt by itself, as well as the pins by themselves, were obviously each useless. Together, they made up this mechanism of a lock. So really, the pin only has significance as part of the larger cleave, this larger lock made up of the pins and the bolt. However, since when they are together and we have this lock, it's very clear and evident that the pin is playing a particular role and the bolt is playing a very different role. It's unlike the bars of a window where each bar is performing exactly the same role as just part of the larger frame outside of the window. And because of that, even when the pins or the bolt are separated, they are able to become tome because they have their own identifiable role, even if it is only as part of the larger kli. So this says, hapin v'hapurna, the pin and the bolt, tomein, they can become tome, even when they are not attached to each other. Whereas kalim such as the bars of a window can only become tome if they are attached and are actually performing their role, their purpose together. Now, there's an additional area in halacha, in Jewish law, where whether an item has the status of a kli, a utensil or not, makes a difference. Obviously, the focus of our sechta is whether it can become tome or not, as well as certain other roles in the world of something becoming tome, purity and impurity. But there is another area, and that is with regards to Shabbos. On Shabbos, midrabbanon, it is forbidden to move items which either are designated for a very particular purpose, not used on Shabbos, or if the item hasn't got any use, it's forbidden, midrabbanon, under the concept of muktzah, to move that item. And therefore, something which is not defined as a kli cannot be moved, unless it's food or drink. An item which is not defined as a kli cannot be moved. Now, we talked towards the beginning of this Mishnah about a doorstopper which has a sort of metal ball at the top of it, and it would be placed in a groove in the ground, and that would stop the door from opening or closing more. It would be used as a regular doorstopper. And we saw that since it has this metal ball at the top of it, and therefore it's used also for crushing spices occasionally, although it can't hold things because it's made out of metal, it can become tome because it has a use other than something which is attached to the ground. So it's defined as a kli. The end part of this Mishnah is going to show that actually, whether or not this doorstopper has the status of a kli is subject to an argument. Not everybody agrees that it has the status of a kli, and according to the opinion that it does not have the status of a kli, it would not be able to become tome. They would argue on that which was stated earlier on in the Mishnah. The reason why it wouldn't have the status of a kli is because its primary use is as a doorstopper. It could be that very rarely they would use it to crush spices, but that was not its main purpose, and therefore that's not enough to give it the status of a kli. And the way the Mishnah is going to show that it possibly doesn't have the status of a kli is by talking about the laws of muktzah, of moving it on Shabbos. Because that's another area of law which is dependent on whether it has the status of a kli or not. That kloistra, says the Mishnah, this doorstopper which has a metal ball at the top of it, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Shem tome pesach zeh, the tolo b'chaver b'shabbos. One is only allowed to indirectly move it from this entrance, this door, and hang it on a different door on Shabbos. That is to say, if there is some sort of string attached to the doorstopper, such that you'd be able to move it without directly moving the item with your hands, then it's permitted, because that's something which is which one is allowed to do even with muktzah items. Even items which, strictly speaking, one is not supposed to move on Shabbos, if he does it indirectly, then he is allowed to do so. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, this item is essentially muktzah. It's not considered to be a kli, so you're only allowed to move it indirectly. And so, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would not be able to become tomei, because it's not considered to be a kli. On the other hand, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, it's considered to be like all utensils, it has got the status of a kli. And therefore, when we tell Teles, it can be moved bechotzer as long as it's inside a courtyard, a private area. Otherwise, there would be a different prohibition that it's forbidden to carry things in a public area on Shabbos. But as long as you're in a private area, you're allowed to move it because it's not considered muktzah. It has got the status of a kli, and therefore, by extension, that which was stated early on in the Mishnah that this item can become tomei, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon that it is considered to be a kli. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah discusses the reins which are attached to a horse, and the different parts of the rein were made out of metal, at least in the case which the Mishnah is discussing. They would place a bit, which is a piece of metal, inside the mouth of the horse, and the reins would be attached to that. There would also be other straps which were attached to the bit, to this piece of metal, in order to keep it in place together with the reins. And all of these things together were called the prumbia. That's the term used to describe all of the reins and the bit, all of them together, which together allow the horse to be led by the reins. The Mishnah says, Akro shall prumbia, the bit, which is the metal piece which was placed in the horse's mouth, shall prumbia, which was part of this larger mechanism, tomeo, can become tome. Because although it's useless by itself, and it's dependent on all of the other parts of the prumbia for it to be able to serve its function, when it does serve it the function of part of this prumbia, it has a very clearly defined role which the other parts of the prumbia are not fulfilling. And therefore it's not like the bars of the window. It's more like the case we had in the previous Mishnah of the bolt with the pins. There are different parts of this larger kli which are necessary for each one of them to fulfill their role, but when they do fulfill their role as part of that larger kli, they each have a different, clearly defined role, and therefore they can become tomei even if they are by themselves, when they are not attached to the prumbia. Okay, ulchayayim, whereas the pieces of metal which are on the cheeks of the horse, they would be attached to the bit as well, to hoirim, they cannot become tomei, since these weren't really performing any function, and their purpose was much more for decorative purposes, and therefore they haven't got the status of a kli at all. Rabbi Eliezer says that these pieces of metal which are placed on the cheeks of the horse can become tomei, even when they are by themselves, because they do serve a purpose as holding together everything in place, even though their main purpose is possibly for decoration. They do help to keep all of the reins in place and the different parts of the prumbia. And because of that, they do have the status of a kli, and since their role is different to all of the other parts of the prumbia, they're able to become tomei even when they're by themselves. V'chachom omrim, according to the chachomim, ein tomei elo akrov, the only part of the prumbia, this entire mechanism which can become tomei, is the metal bit which was in the horse's mouth. That having been said, even according to the chachomim, and according to all opinions, of the shas chiburon, at the time that all of the different parts of the prumbia are attached to each other, then hakol tomei, all of it can become tomei. Because at that point, it's part of this larger kli, and fulfilling its role as part of the kli, at that point, it can certainly become tomei. The entire discussion is when it is not all attached together, does it have the status of a kli in and of itself? Mishnah Vav, this Mishnah continues to discuss more cases of kelim which are made up of different parts, and whether the different parts are considered to be significant enough in and of themselves to have the status of a kli that can become tomei, even when they're not attached to the larger kli, or whether they are totally secondary and subordinate to the main larger kli, in which case they cannot become tomei unless they are actually attached to the larger kli. The way that wool would be spun in order to turn it into thread is by using a kush, which has actually been mentioned in a couple of the Mishnayos already in the Masechta. A kush consists of a metal stick with a hook at the top of it, and the hook would be attached to the end of a ball of wool, to wool which hadn't yet been spun into thread, and as the kush would be spun around, it would turn that wool into thread, and it would also cause the wool, it would sort of pull from the wool which hadn't yet been spun in order to spin that as well. Now, the ball of wool which wasn't yet spun was usually not just a ball of wool, but rather it was first wrapped around a different stick, which was called an imar, and it would then be attached to this hook at the top of the kush, and then the kush would be spun around in order to spin the thread. There was one more part of the kush, and that was a kind of ball, or the diagram shows it not as being a ball, but rather a round piece, and this was supposed to weigh the kush downwards so that the wool wouldn't be loose, but rather it would be much tighter, and the wool would be able to be spun into thread efficiently and properly. So the purpose of it was sort of to weigh down the kush. It's unclear whether it was situated at the top of the kush, where the hook was, or at the bottom. The diagram shows it as being situated at the top. And the Mishnah says, Pikash l'mateches, if this round piece is made out of metal, Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Akiva says that it can become tome, because its role as part of the larger kli, which is the kush, is very clearly defined, as being, it has its own role to weigh it down, and therefore even when it's by itself, it can become tomei. The Chachom Metaren, however, interestingly, the Chachom say that it cannot become tomei when it's by itself, because unlike the case of the lock, which is made up of pins and a bolt, even though each part of it is dependent on the other part, the pins are called pins. The bolt is called a bolt. It needs something else in order for it to work, but its name and its status is something which it has itself. Whereas over here, this round piece is not just called a round piece. It's called a round piece of a kush. People refer to it as a part of the larger kli. So although it's true that it does have its own role as part of that kli, when it's separate from the kli, it could be that it loses its entire significance and it can't be considered a kli because its entire identity is based on the larger kli. Continues the Mishnah, HaKush, the stick of this kush, which was used for spinning the wool, the Ha'imah, and the stick around which the wool which had not yet been spun was wrapped, the Hamakel, and a stick used for hitting animals, the Simponya, and a kind of musical instrument which was very similar to a flute, Shomateches, if these were made out of metal, Tomei, and they can become Tomei, because although they can't hold anything, for metal to become tomei and be considered a kli, it doesn't have to hold anything. However, if they are made out of wood or a different material, and it's just that umetsupin, they are coated and covered with metal, then to hoirim, these kelim would not be able to become tomei, since it has a status of a wooden kli. The metal is totally secondary, and wooden kelim cannot become tomei unless they can hold things. Now, simponyo, which is a kind of instrument which was just mentioned in the Mishnah, is more similar to a recorder rather than a flute. That is to say that the different sounds that it can make are based on how many of the holes are covered. The holes, which are part of the instrument, which is similar to a recorder. But simponyo im yeshbo beis kibul knofayim, a simponyo which has an area to contain literally wings, but really this refers to the parts which come out of the holes in a more professional flute, as can be shown in the diagram. So here, this actually has a place to hold things, and therefore benkach or benkach, whether it is made out of wood and it's just covered with metal, or whether it's made out of metal, tomei, and it can become tomei, because even if it's made out of wood, it can hold something, so it does have the status of a kli. Mishnah Zayin, whilst we're on the subject of instruments, keren agula, a round curved horn of an animal that can be used like a shofar, as a kind of musical instrument, tamei can become tomei since it is able to hold things, although it has the status of a kli made out of bone of an animal, which like the vast majority of kalim needs to be able to hold things to become tomei. It can hold things because it's curved. And occasionally it was used to hold liquids. However, pshuto, if it is straight, and therefore it cannot hold anything to hayra, it cannot become tomei. Im ha'isam et supis shalosh mateches, if its mouthpiece at the narrow end from which one would blow, if that was made out of metal, then tomei, it can become tomei. Metal doesn't need to be able to hold things for it to become tomei. And once again, although obviously it can't be used by itself, it has its own role when it is used as part of the larger horn to produce sounds. What happens if this instrument is made out of different parts, and hakav shela, the part from which the sound comes out, which means it's on the other end of the instrument, not from where he blows, if that end part of it is made out of metal, it'll be tarfin metame, it'll be tarfin says that it can become tome, even when it's by itself and not attached to the rest of the kli. When it's attached, it can definitely become tome. But according to Ritarfen, when it's not attached, it can also become tome because it's considered to be significant in and of itself. But v'chachom tarin, v'chachom say that it cannot become tome because it's totally defined based on the rest of the kli. This is similar to the argument with regards to the round piece which was part of the kush used for spinning the wool. All that having been said, like we mentioned, v'shas chiburon, at the time that is attached to the rest of the kli, then hakol tome, the entire kli can become tome. And this is even the parts which are not metal, because they're attached to something which is metal, and therefore can become tomei. The metal, when it is part of the larger kli, and therefore it is performing its function, then it can certainly become tomei, and automatically everything attached to it can also become tomei. Kayotzevoi, a similar example to this. Kenei menoira, the branches of a menoira, candelabra, tahirin, cannot become tomei when they are not attached to the menoira. Because this is like the window bars. Each one of them, by itself, has no significance, and it performs its role together with all of the other branches of the menorah. On the other hand, haperach, the part at the top of each of the branches of the candelabra, which holds the oil and the wicks, the habosis and the base of the candelabra, tomein, these can become tomei, even if they are separate from the candelabra. Because although they're only really used as part of the larger kli, they have their own individual role and function. And like the branches, which have no significance, each one of them by themselves, only as part of the larger candelabra. But regardless, uvishas chiburon, at the time that all of the parts of the menorah, the candelabra, are connected, hakol tomei, all of it can become tomei, even the branches.